Is anybody out there?
Hi.
Hello?
Larry?
Yes?
How are you doing today?
Well, lousy. My phones are sucking ass.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
we'll get it figured out.
Yeah, you were
question
just
on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on chat with you, I guess.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And got disconnected. I'm trying to figure out that, too. But,
no worries.
Leave and, and I just noticed that there was all these Allied calls that was listed, and it's the same two calls over and over and over and over again.
Oh.
And, oh, yeah. Those Allied calls, there was one at 7-11 and one at 7:43. And the rest are just like duplication upon duplication upon duplication. And I know they didn't call me that many times on the same call, but it's the same recording and everything. And I just wanted to point out that my first page and a half from yesterday evening that says Allied Dispatch, that was them calling me to get a quote and them calling me back to tell me that I had the job. But all those other ones that say Allied after that, they're just the same thing.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, you don't have to worry. With your Google Ads campaign, obviously you only pay
for it. I was just messing with you on the payment.
Oh.
It just makes it a pain in my ass when I'm going through and listening to recordings because I have to listen to them all. And then it's like, hold on, we're just going over and over and over, and I use it as to make sure I didn't miss any calls.
Gotcha. Yeah, and let me look into that because they all show the exact same time as well. So I think it's just a glitch on our end.
Yeah.
So I'll check into that and get that corrected right away for you, Larry.
But I only need the two calls that were the first, I think, 7-11 and 7:43. I just need those so I can access the recording so I can get paid proper because that recorded phone conversation is my price quote, and they're trying to say I quoted them something else, and I've got to access those recordings to prove them wrong.
Gotcha. Yep, no problem. We won't mess with any of that. We're just going to correct the duplicates that shouldn't have been on there. Okay.
No worries. And then I need to talk to you guys towards the end of the week, next week.
Okay.
I do want to put on our an advertisement going or just a listing that we buy junk cars.
Okay.
Because we're starting to do that now, too.
Okay.
And then, what else? As far as that goes. Now, I know that on there that our main thing is that we are a roadside assistance company, but I am making more money off the tow calls.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just dispatching the tow calls now. I don't have any tow trucks. I just have like 15 tow companies that work for me and take my calls. But my numbers went from, 3,300 to $12,000 a month when I took over the tow calls. So
all
right. I see that there's more tow call aspect. So would it behoove us to create a listing that is nothing but towing, Liberty Towing, or, do you understand what I'm saying? Or do we switch over and just go towing and list underneath the towing that we're also roadside, making towing our primary call service?
That's another good idea. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's because I am banking on the tows.
Okay.
We're not listed as a tow company per se, that we're focusing on the roadside assistance, but I'm getting more tow calls than roadside assistance. And since I have the ability to do all those tows, I'm just curious whether we should change up a little bit.
Yeah, we probably should. Right, definitely. I know that for your Google Ads, we can make two separate campaigns, one specifically for the tow and one specifically for the roadside. For local SEO, we should include both categories because we do want you to continue to get those calls as well. So yeah, as far as the campaign for Google Ads, I'm going to get in touch with that department so that they can give me those two campaigns, get them set up and separately so I can run that by you and see if you like that campaign. But yeah, I think that's a better way to target those services specifically.
Basically, right now, we're doing $12,000 a month. $3,000 a month was roadside, to $4,000. And the remaining balance, $8,000, is towing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's the difference in roadside to towing. So I'm kind of curious, since that looks like bread and butter money there, how do I focus on now, on capturing more of that tow market?
There you go. Okay. Yeah. I think making that separate campaign specifically for towing services is definitely going to help that. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's figure out what to do on that. Cause I do, we've got another company coming online, Peaches Roadside Assistance Company, and stuff like that, so I want to just stay on top of it all and get this dialed in so we can get her dialed in.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and get started on this for you right away. I should have that campaign ready and lined up for you by tomorrow latest, I would say.
That would be beautiful.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'll get started on that for you. And anything else I can help with right now, Larry?
Nope, that's it. That's it. Just starting my morning. It was a late night.
Okay. Well, no problem. You have a great day, okay? And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.